Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our series on classroom cover-ups and what's known as passing the trash. We're about protecting kids from hidden predators in schools. That's what this is all about. Passing the trash is the term that is used, if you're just joining us, where districts pass trash teachers, basically, ones that they know are problematic, have accusations against them onto other unsuspecting districts, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Someone else can deal with them. Our kids are safe now. Can't say that about the ones where this person's going to. That's the problem. That's the attitude, and that's how it's been for many years. And it needs to change. If you have kids in school, if you have grandkids, if you care about human decency and children in general, you should be outraged, and you should be very concerned, because this is a big problem. And that's why we're creating a 10-part series about it, because it's that big. This information needs to be heard. This information needs to get out there. And reform and change needs to take place. So, share this. Let people know what's going on. Put it out on your social media. Do whatever you can. If you've been with us so far, you know we're uncovering a lot of these alarming ways that districts are quietly passing the problematic educators from one school to another, shielding them from accountability and endangering new victims. In the last episode, we delved into Jason Fenna's abuse in New Jersey, from his lap-sitting allegations to public elementary, or at a public elementary, to an escalated assault at a private academy that culminated in a 14-year sentence and the 2018 law that he inspired in New Jersey. Now, here in our fifth episode, we're tackling a case that spans multiple states and decades, highlighting more of the deadly gaps in interstate oversight. Meet Gary Greger, a serial abuser who targeted elementary students across Utah, Montana, and New Mexico. It started in the 90s, according to the accusations. He's accused of rubbing, kissing, and lewd comments in Utah, where charges were dismissed, but he was reprimanded. He resigned with a $10,000 severance and a neutral reference, because I guess that's what happens when you're that type of teacher. You get severance and references. Like, how does, like, what other institution is doing this? Where, well, I can probably name a few. What private business is doing something like, yeah, $10,000, you're a great guy. You just ruined these lives. Go on. Go on with your bad self. I mean, what the hell? Obviously, the pattern continued, because once a predator, always a predator. And they are. That's why they should be executed, in my opinion. This is my humble opinion. Only to continue his pattern in New Mexico with thigh-touching overnight invites, and ultimately, yeah, the R-word. His 2022 convictions for assaulting two fourth graders and earlier indictments on 13 felelonies led to $8 million in settlements and license revocation. We'll trace his nomadic timeline in detail, the escalating allegations from court documents, the victims' harrowing testimonies, and the lifelong impacts, the federal lawsuits and policy failures that enabled him, and how this fits into broader national patterns of multi-state predators that are still on the loose. This story is going to expose how the lack of shared databases turns borders into shields for abusers, okay? Let's break this down. I know it's icky. Sorry, life is. If you want to make it not so icky, then we got to do things about these problems and not pretend they don't exist. Let's start by setting the stage in the American Southwest. During the 1990s, a region where rural school districts often struggle with limited resources and oversight made them vulnerable to, you know, educators like this. Gary Greger. He's born in 1956 and a longtime teacher from Oregon with a master's in education. Began his career in Utah's Wasatch County School District around 1990, teaching fourth and fifth graders at Heber Valley Elementary. By 1995, complaints surfaced that shattered any illusion of normalcy. Multiple students accused him of SA, including rubbing their backs and legs inappropriately, kissing them on the head or cheeks, and making lewd comments like, "You look sexy." These are young elementary school children, by the way. Not that a teacher should really ever say that to any student at any point in time. If you're using the word sexy in any way, shape, or form to refer to a child, you should probably be shot. Just saying. One girl reported him pulling her onto his lap and touching her thighs during class, while boys described uncomfortable hugs that felt invasive. Parents alerted administration, leading to a police investigation and charges of two counts of SA towards a child. However, the case fell apart when key witnesses recanted under pressure, possibly due to community backlash or fear, and the charges were then dismissed. Despite this, the Utah Professional Practices Advisory Commission reprimanded Greger in 1996 for unprofessional conduct, placing a letter in his file but not revoking his license. There's this letter that says you might have done these things, but you go ahead and keep going. We'll see you in court again. I hope not, but maybe, but we're kind of setting you up to be back in court. Instead of firing him outright, the district allowed a resignation with a $10,000 severance package. So the district is paying this guy with these allegations 10 grand from the local taxpayers. And a neutral reference letter that omitted the allegations. It actually praised his creativity in the classroom. Oh my God. This golden parachute was a classic pass the trash move. motivated by avoiding lawsuits and publicity in a small town where educators are community fixtures and nobody wants to be the guy that hired that guy or looked the other way. Gregor's file wasn't flagged nationally, so he moved seamlessly to Montana's Bozeman School District in 1996, teaching elementary grades again. Complaints followed almost immediately. Students reported similar behaviors, excessive physical contact, like massaging shoulders or holding hands too long, and inviting kids for overnight stays at his home under the guise of mentoring. Parents raised concerns, but the district concluded and conducted a superficial internal review, concluding that no criminal acts, but warning him about boundaries. Undeterred, Gregor resigned in 1998 with another neutral reference citing personal reasons. I'm guessing they were personal reasons. He wasn't getting what he personally wanted out of the kids. And then he crossed into New Mexico, landing at Espanola Public Schools in 1999 as a fourth grade teacher at Fairview Elementary. Espanola, a district serving a largely Hispanic and low-income population in northern New Mexico, hired him after a background check that missed the prior red flags due to interstate silos. Here, the abuse intensified. Students accused him of touching their thighs under the desks, rubbing their backs while they worked, and making comments like, "You're my favorite," to isolate the girls. He allegedly invited several over for sleepovers, where inappropriate conduct occurred, including fondling. One victim later testified he would play games that involve physical proximity, escalating to SA. The pattern continued when Gregor transferred within New Mexico to Santa Fe Public Schools in 2005, teaching at Agua Fira Elementary. Complaints piled up there. More thigh touching, kisses on the forehead, and lewd remarks during class. Parents reported to administration, but the district response mirrored others. That internal probe that ended with a resignation in 2007, again with a neutral reference and no report to authorities. The shuffle allowed Gregor to evade detection until 2016, when a former Espanola student, now an adult, came forward to Santa Fe police about being R'd by him in 2001 when she was 10. This finally sparked the cascade. Investigators uncovered dozens of victims across his career, leading to a 2018 indictment on 13 felonies, including criminal SA of a minor. In 2022, after delays from COVID and pretrial motions, Gregor was convicted in Santa Fe County of R'ing two fourth graders, and one from Espanola in 2001 and another from Santa Fe in 2006. He got a 108-year sentence, effectively life, for the counts of child SA and kidnapping. Additional charges from Utah and Montana were pursued but dropped due to statutes or limitations. Though civil suits kept the pressure on, the victims' testimonies drawn from trial transcripts and lawsuits are devastating, revealing a predator who exploited trust over the years. In Utah, the 1995 complaints, then 9 to 11-year-olds described feeling dirty after the touches, with one girl suffering panic attacks that led to homeschooling. Montana victims reported similar emotional scars. A boy testified to unwanted hugs that made him avoid school, developing anxiety disorders into adulthood. New Mexico's cases were the most severe. The 2001 R victim from Espanola, identified as a Jane Doe in filings, detailed how Gregor groomed her with special attention before assaulting her during an overnight, leaving her with PTSD, depression, and substance abuse issues that derailed her life. She dropped out of high school and struggled with relationships. The 2006 Santa Fe victim recounted being pulled into his lap and, yeah, assaulted physically with his, yeah, suffering nightmares and self-harm that required years of therapy. Overall, at least 20 victims across states reported impacts like higher suicide risk. Victims of child sexual abuse, as many of us know, are four times more likely, per CDC data, to fall into academic failure, chronic health problems, you name it. The family spoke of guilt for not recognizing the signs sooner. One Espanola parent telling the Santa Fe New Mexican, "He destroyed our daughter's childhood. We trusted the school and they failed us." The fallout was multifaceted, involving massive civil suits and policy reckonings. Victims filed federal lawsuits against districts, including a 2017 case against Espanola for $8 million in settlements across two of the three suits for failing to act on complaints and passing Gregor. Santa Fe settled similar claims in 2020 for undisclosed amounts, with attorneys arguing negligence under Title IV for creating a hostile environment. Gregor's New Mexico license was revoked finally in 2019, and Utah followed suit retroactively. Good job, guys. The case exposed interstate blind spots. No shared database meant each state shared from or started from scratch. Prompted calls for reforms. New Mexico's 2019 Aaron's Law mandated abuse prevention education, while federal pushes under ESSA targeted multi-state abusers. Yet the 2022 DOE report noted persistent gaps, with only half of the states required out-of-state checks. Compare Gregor to others, like Andrew McGann's three-state hops amid complaints, and then executing a couple in front of their children at a hiking trail about 20 minutes down the road from this studio, 2 weeks ago. A Kip McFarland's Texas shuffle enabling the assault. Interstate cases like Gregor's mirror national stats. A 2014 GAO report found inconsistencies allowing 1 in 20 abusers to relocate undetected. There's a problem here. The 2022 convictions made headlines in the Albuquerque Journal. Protests at Santa Fe schools demanding accountability for these border-hopping predators, sharing stats like 4.5 million at-risk students when this happens. Gregor's 20-plus victims are 20-plus victims because districts passed the trash and didn't take care of the problem when it was festering directly in front of them. Because they didn't want to get sued, because they didn't want the bad image, because they didn't want to do this, they didn't want to do that, they didn't want to... And I get it. The laws suck. You could easily get sued as a district and not have a whole lot to back it up, even if you really think the guy is doing something or the woman is doing something. That's why more protections need to be in place for things like this. Protections that protect students and protections that protect teachers as well from false claims. My solution, body cams. Every teacher, period. You interact with a kid, you got that thing on. You don't have that thing on, you don't interact with a kid. Period. Problem solved. Not that complicated. Costs some money, sure. Would there be issues? And there's issues with everything. But I think you may weed out a lot of the predators because they don't want to do this stuff on camera. They may certainly start finding other jobs and they'll pray there, but at least they'll be out of the schools. It's one thought of many. We're only halfway through this series. Please do share this with others so they know what's going on as well. And press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. Or if you're watching us on YouTube, hit subscribe there as well. If you're not on YouTube, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you will find us. You can also do the same thing on any podcast platform as well. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments section. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pi is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 days. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.